the rest of the story. It was a chilly, sunny winter day in Chicago. You're strolling down Devon Avenue near Ridge. Suddenly you find yourself in the shadow of Guardian Angel Church, a beautiful old red brick building with domes and spires. Just beyond Guardian Angel is St. Henry Cemetery. It is a small cemetery by Chicago standards. Maybe a block long, half as wide. Many of the monuments are tall and impressive, inscribed with German names and German phrases, which suggest this neighborhood's ethnic past. A blanket of snow has obscured much of each headstone, but go ahead. Your boots are warm, and linger a while midst the markers and brush the snow from that one over there. See what's engraved? Robert Rueckheim, it says. You can tell by the dates that he was only 8 years young when he died. In fact, it was on a winter day, perhaps very much like this one, that little Robert was laid to rest in St. Henry's more than 70 years ago. And see the emblem on the stone. Isn't that familiar? Anybody beholding that might guess the rest of the story. There was one real treasure in the life and the heart of Frederick Rueckheim, and that was his grandson, Robert. Mr. Rueckheim was a German immigrant. He worked on a farm until 1871, and when he had managed to save $200 from his wages, he opened a small popcorn stand in Chicago. 10 years passed, and then 20. Frederick kept selling popcorn, but experimented incessantly with his product, and at the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, Rueckheim and his brother Louis sold a popcorn and peanuts concoction that just delighted the World's Fair visitors. This was the successful formula which Frederick had sought for 2 decades. Well, over the years which followed, F.W. Rueckheim prospered beyond his most daring dreams. And yet the thing that mattered most to him was the happiness of his small grandson, Robert. Little but their closeness and mutual admiration is remembered of the relationship, which ended tragically soon after the child contracted pneumonia in 1920. And over the 100 years since Frederick introduced his candied popcorn and peanuts at the Chicago World's Fair, folks everywhere have relished at one time or another the confection which he called Cracker Jacks. But now, we're not yet to the rest of the story. I hope now you'll never forget what really mattered to the inventor, F.W. Rueckheim. Now that you've visited the grave of his dearest companion, his grandson Robert, now that you have seen the emblem on the headstone, whether you've seen the headstone or not, you've seen that emblem. Because you see, the Cracker Jack Company trademark is a likeness of little Robert, created shortly before he died, and it appears on a marker in St. Henry Cemetery, and it appears on each and every box of Cracker Jacks to this day. You may have wondered if that saluting child in the sailor suit was once upon a time a real little boy. Well, now you know that he was. Because now you know the rest of the story.